Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM on your talk radio, and you're listening to North State Now Hour with Enjoy Magazine, and also our always guest with us, Viva Downtown. How are we doing, folks?
We're doing great. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown.
Hi, Blakey.
I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine. And we're the killer crew.
We are the night crew. We are the night crew. We are going to be mopping the floors when we finish this.
Right?
Closing up.
All right. I might have spilled my coffee here a couple times on the carpet. My bad. So anyway, North State, how is it going? What a beautiful day today.
A beautiful windy day.
Yeah, I like the wind. So, and it can be frustrating for a lot of people I know. But can you believe the temperature?
Yeah, this cooling trend just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
From like 90, 100 degrees like last week.
I'm really glad about that because it's hard to sleep. And I just can't turn on my air yet. Can't do it. It's too early.
I was going to say, just flick the switch.
Too early. You know. I can't turn it on.
Yeah, use REU. That's not a plug for them, by the way. That was just, that's where your electricity comes from, you just know. So we're here with the May 2021 issue, number 176. That's a good number. I like that. This is one of my favorite covers. It's super simple, quality time, the time of your life. It's got a group of bikers using the bicyclists using the river trails and the extensive trail system that we hear.
And it's bike month, by the way.
Yeah.
May is bike month.
May is bike month. Great.
Yes.
But did you know today is National Bee Day?
I didn't know that.
So you can go ride your bike and get a bee in your teeth and all will be well, right? I know this because I am actually an official hive keeper. I have my new hive, and being that I live in the garden track in city limits, I love that our city has allowed us as residents to have hens, chickens, and one of our own bee boxes. And so my neighbors have hens, and I trade them honey for eggs.
Oh, that's wow. Nice.
Yeah. James, I didn't know you were a queen bee. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Snap.
Buzz, buzz.
Right? So I have a beautiful hive that I just installed not too long ago. It's called a flow hive, and it is actually an invention from a father and son out of Australia. And, you know, everything in this world today, right, is, you know, you either love it or hate it. Somebody thinks they're right or wrong. But I got it because it's a very unique hive in that it allows you to actually extract honey from the hive without actually even opening the hive. It's got a key you put in, and it cracks the honeycomb, and it lets it drain. And it's like basically honey on tap. You put a jar behind it, and it fills it up, and then you turn the key the other direction, and it closes up. And the bees aren't even bothered, but when they go to open it, they'll say, oh, there's no honey in here. I have to replace it. So I'm like a thief in the night.
That's really useful.
So it's called the flow hive. You could just go look it up. But I have bees from the Oliveras honey queen honey company out of Orland. And they breed their own specific type of queen, and she's gentle and docile and very productive, and I just can't believe how fast these bees work, and I'm super ecstatic. All everybody in my neighborhood's just freaking out because their gardens are prolific and their fruit trees this year are full, and I'm like, you're welcome. Those were my ladies. They did all that work.
I heard this like interesting rumor. I don't know if this is real, but they said if you struggle with allergies in your area, that eating local honey actually helps you out during allergy
season. I've heard that too.
I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, everybody says it, but yeah.
You heard it here first, people. This is the truth.
So anyway, so yes, so Bike Month, National Bee Day, a beautiful magazine in hand. Again, issue 176. I can't believe it. When we started this, what, 12, 13, 14 years ago? What is it now?
It'll be 15 years this year.
Man. Yeah. I always thought, remember, we used to say, are we going to be able to have enough content?
You know, it really kind of freaks me out.
It just keeps coming and keeps coming.
What kind of freaks me out is June is the half mark of, you know, of a year. Mm-hmm. And June's done. We're working on July right now. And that's crazy to me.
This year's flying by.
It's going by so fast.
I feel like last year during the pandemic just went so slow. Mm-hmm. And now that things are opening up, it's just like, wow.
It's just like zooming.
Yeah.
But anyway, for the May giveaway this month,
right.
we
have a giveaway.
We do a giveaway every month. And this month it is a two season passes for Waterworks Park. And Waterworks Park opens usually the last or Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Memorial weekend. So. You only have a few more days to enter, so you go to our website, enjoymagazine.com.
And check out the new site, too.
Yeah.
Our new site's awesome.
And enter the giveaway, and you might win two season passes. So, and it's $135 value, and it's always our most popular giveaway.
Yeah. This issue has got lots of great stories from cooking to great personal motivational quotes to mountain biking and... talking about some of these great small bedroom communities we have up to the north with bakeries and fresh-made bread. And
shout-outs to moms in here since it was
Mother's Day month. Yeah, and that was one of the articles that I had actually just noted as a real quick. It was called Mom's the Word, Make Mom's Day Fundraising Support for KAXC and Shasta Library Foundation. This was super awesome where you actually would buy a box of food, and it's part of the fundraiser. And then Chase Deadman from
Moonstone.
And who was the other? I can't remember.
Barb Cervantes.
Sorry, Barb.
She's a local
So they actually went on live on KIXE, and then you tuned in with your box, and it was real-time cooking. So it wasn't like you were even watching a video or things were pre-cut. You actually got to see it come out of the box, kind of like, you know, one of those chef shows, and, you know, put everything out on the table, show you how to cut it, how to prepare it, how to marinate it, all that kind of stuff. And I thought that was super cool. So I actually just reached out to this group to talk to them about some great ideas that I had for synergies, I'm hoping. And one of them texted me back a few minutes ago, so I'm super excited to talk to them about it. That was a really cool thing for Mother's Day and in the magazine that you can do.
And they're going to do it next year, it sounds like. Yeah. They had a lot of fun. And it was a success. So,
and then we have guests tonight to talk a little bit about Bigfoot. That'll be coming. We have artists here. We have people from the city here. So there are lots and lots of things that we are here.
And we have Blake here, too, to talk about Viva Downtown.
You know, it's hard to talk about Blake because he's kind of now part of the family. He's kind of, you know, we've kind of...
I'm a permanent guest now.
Right? That happens all the time. That's how shows become successful, right? Sometimes the guests even become more popular than the show itself. Hmm. What do you think about that?
Oh, man, I can't wait.
You need your own show.
Carl, Linda, if you're listening, I am available.
You are, yeah.
I need the hottest time slot, but otherwise right. I'm always happy to be joining you guys. And I still remember my very first time on here. I was so nervous. I had a list of notes. I wanted to get all my points out, and now, hey, I'm just here.
Nervous. You're just here
for the ride.
Doing your thing.
Nah, you never get nervous.
Nah.
You're calm, cool, and collected all the time.
That's right.
Right?
It's the beer.
So, again, we talked about that. It's the beer. it's great. So thick. California Adventure District, we have this article every month in here that's with Nigel Skeet. He's actually going to be here tonight to talk about some cool things that are happening in the district. But also really exciting, Nigel has been given his own show, and that will be starting, I think it debuts this Saturday at 8 a.m. And so I am actually going to be a guest on it. So I know that sounds, you know, scary and horrifying, so please still tune in. You're going to have to hear me one more time this month. I'm not sure what I'm going to be talking about, but it doesn't really matter when it's with Nigel and it's talking about Bigfoot and stuff like that. Who really cares, right? So, So that'll be cool this Saturday at 8. Still not a big, you know, things are changing. You go to our website for calendar of events. You think the next issue is going to start having the calendar?
I'm kind of hoping. We're starting to get calendar events on our website now.
Are we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you are somebody that lives in this great North State and are in these top 8, 12 counties or whatever, and you have an event in your area and you're wanting to publicize it, please feel free to go to our new website and start the process of putting your events on calendar, because that's where we love to harvest and mine information.
That's where we get them. That's where we get the events to put in the magazine. Yeah. So if you have an event and want it in the magazine.
So you can have your event on our digital website, which we do a lot of social media with, but then you can also get your event in print and if you get it in early enough. Now, there is that caveat. We are a month ahead, so you need to be a little bit of a planner and know that you're going to have an event and get to the calendar mm-hmm. in time. You can't put it in the day before the event.
Right.
Not
going
to happen.
It needs to be put in a month before the actual event.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah. So we go to print for the July issue before the 15th of June. So if you have a June event or a July event, it needs to be posted on our website by the 1st.
Yeah.
That just to be safe.
And that will give us time to
the 1st of June
to go through and harvest and pull that information. So,
and once again, that's free.
Yeah.
Free for your event.
Yeah. There's actually quite a lot of things in here that you can do if you know how to communicate and be proactive. Enjoy is awesome to partner with because we have all kinds of opportunities. And just, again, story ideas, right? I mean,
we get most of our story ideas from people emailing them to us. So, that's how you get your stories in. And just know that a lot of times we can't get them in right away. So if you have an event that you want a story about, it's probably not going to happen.
Plan.
Yeah. So plan a way ahead. And those for those events, if you know 6 months in advance, let us know. We work about 8 months ahead. So I have stories scheduled through the end of the year right now. Writers know what they're writing for the whole year, usually. Yeah. But there are sometimes holes, and sometimes stories aren't just not going to work out. And especially during this COVID time, it's been really hard. We've had to switch gears on a lot of stories last minute, and it's been really painful. But right. We've had some great stories. So
you're awesome.
Yeah, well.
She keeps it together. That's what you do when you're an editor.
And they make these magazines so nice. It's like I think I've kept all last year's.
In your apartment?
So, yeah.
Displayed?
I try. You know, some of them I try and display. I have the Blake down. You know, mm-hmm. obviously, I mean, but these covers and the whole way everybody puts these stories together, I mean, these are things that you get to look back on and see all these amazing stories. And if you Google anything, Enjoy has uploaded a lot of these stories online.
Yeah. So, we're trying to get all of them, but it's a lot.
Well, we need to take our first break, and when we come back, we'll introduce you to our first guest. I can't wait. So this is KCNR, and we'll be right back.
Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Enjoy.
Welcome back, North State. Once again, you're listening to KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this is North State Live. And we are back. And sorry, but I was trying to get down a bunch of cashews real quick between. And it's a photo shoot in here. Everybody's taking pictures. I'm trying to get all these debris in my teeth.
Thank God we're not cashews.
Thank God we're not on TV and I'm smiling. So welcome back. Hey, Rhonda, why don't you introduce us to our first guest of the evening?
Okay, well, we have a project coordinator from the city of Reading. Mark Christ is here. And he's going to tell us a little bit about what's happening downtown, Block 7 mainly. And he's got lots of really great information. Yeah. So thank
Block
you for being
7.
Here.
Like,
Mark.
What does that even mean?
Mark, thanks for joining us. We saw Mark walking around the street today.
Yeah.
He knows everything was going on downtown. He said, please join us tonight.
And yes. Like, very last minute.
Yeah.
And he's here.
He's
so,
here.
And, yeah, huge advocate for our downtown and has lots of great information. So
hopefully everybody's seeing what's going on downtown, and they're really appreciating it.
How can you not?
Well, you'd be surprised what comes into my store once in a while. And you're like, oh, look. And they're like, what? What's that? Where'd the parking structure go? Do you live here? Yeah, just down the street. It's been gone for a year. No, we laugh, but it's true. There are people that literally live life so unaware, but it's diabolical what's going on downtown.
It's awesome.
It's super exciting.
It's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Mark, you're going to update us on what's going on in downtown. So what's been going on lately?
Well, first of all, thanks for the invitation. I really appreciate being on KCNR, and wanted to talk a little bit about Block 7, just kind of give everybody a general update. So Block 7 is really like six projects in one. There is the new parking structure that's going up, and I'm sure everybody's seen that thing rise up out of the ground.
Very quickly, actually.
Yeah.
It is going really well. It is on schedule. It is right as of today, it's about 62% complete, and so they're on pace to finish in mid-November.
Mm-hmm.
And
is it on a budget? No, just joking. You're like, dude, did you really have to bring that up? No, I'm just kidding.
It is on budget. Things have gone really well. We've got.
I know you guys have been running a tight ship. I mean,
absolutely.
You guys.
Great contractor, yeah. modern builders, and mm-hmm. the subcontractors have been fantastic. So, really, this month, they're kind of wrapping up the major concrete work. The final major concrete pour is going to happen on Monday. And then they'll kind of move into a lot of the structural steel work, start putting in the steel supports for the roof structure, and the exterior cladding systems will start to go in. And so you start to kind of see that fit and finish.
Yeah, for those that have not seen anything, it's not going to be your typical parking structure. It literally is integrated into the architecture of what's going on downtown. It's kind of masked in the pictures that I've seen. It's very handsome. It's not just this eyesore of a concrete. You know, it kind of marries into all
right.
The
no, there's a lot of thought went into the architecture. I mean, obviously it's a parking structure, so it's hard to be too glamorous. But one thing to keep in mind is that you know, it's really going to be sandwiched between two buildings on the north and south side.
Mm-hmm.
So the parts that are going to be exposed will be the east and west, and you know, there's going to be a lot of really neat kind of different metal cladding siding that'll be on. That'll I think be new to Reading and kind of enhance the architectural look downtown. And initially, those end walls are just going to kind of be concrete blocks, but they will be hidden by these other buildings that are going up around it. And so with that, the other project part of Block 7 that's going on, which is kind of my primary focus, is the affordable housing mixed-use project that has just broken ground. That features 78 units of affordable housing. above retail and commercial space. That'll be the first floor. So that project is about 30 days in. They've just gotten started. They are kind of wrapping up the initial underground plumbing and electrical, you know, work. Mm-hmm. They're starting on footings now, working kind of from north to south. That the affordable housing project is really made up of three separate buildings, and so and then within that is really features a lot of great commercial and retail areas and a lot of common areas on the first floor. That's really going to activate that part of downtown and kind of tie in with everything else that's going on that happened with the Market Center project. And so that's about an 18-month construction period. And so by about November of 2022, that'll be done and provide, like I said, a lot of great new affordable housing units. Mm-hmm. They're one- and two-bedroom units, which is really in need for the area. Mm-hmm. So
when you say affordable housing, is that the same as what this where you live? Is that the same terminology, or is that – because I don't understand what all those means. When you use it, like where you live, there's something, right?
Yeah, the Market Center project is also considered affordable housing.
Okay.
And the idea is there's a range of income levels that applicants can fall within uh-huh. anywhere from 30% up to about 60% of medium income.
Uh-huh.
And the idea of affordable housing is those tenants pay, you know, 30% of their income for housing expenses. So that includes the housing and utilities. And so again, there's a big range eligible tenants occupy those.
I say that only because a lot of people, when they hear that, they think they hear low income, and it's not necessarily that. It's a scalable process.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. And so the income levels vary on household size, and you know rents are based on your income and the number of bedrooms. So mm-hmm. it really fits a wide range of folks, and you know, a lot of people don't even understand. Sometimes those income levels are a lot higher than they think, and so.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. That's why I'm saying it's not necessarily just that's what you think of or that's what it is.
The biggest push about something like this with affordable housing is to finally see people living in downtown. So when the 9-to-5 work week ends, it doesn't become a ghost town, which is kind of what downtown looked like for many years. Now you have the promenade, which reopened with people living over there, and then the parking structure, which mm-hmm. has been taken down and now is going to be housing. So you're actually going to be seeing families walking around, people that work in downtown walking around, people that are investing in these local shops and businesses. Mm-hmm. And it's been an amazing push. And just in a year to see and feel how different downtown is. Now, Mark, when did you really start working and focusing on downtown?
Well, I've been with the city now for over 20 years, and so kind of going back probably about 10 or 12 years when redevelopment agency was up and running, you know, full speed, they were heavily involved in downtown, and so I kind of got to piggyback on some of the projects that they are working on, and there's always been a real focus with the downtown specific plan to, you know, focus on downtown, obviously. And so with that, we had a lot of affordable housing money that we've contributed to the project. Our development partners, K2 Development, decided they wanted to focus on downtown. And so with partners like that and the momentum that they created and the funding opportunities that we were able to, you know, land, it just made all this possible. And so the beauty of it, we have the housing down there, but we also have all the streets and circulation that have been part of that mm-hmm. and a lot of the infrastructure improvements. And so as Blake said, it's not just housing, but it's really activated downtown and you know, brought the street circulation back through the downtown by opening up those streets. And so it's really been a lot, you know, a lot to add to downtown.
It has been.
It is beautiful.
Uh-huh.
It really is.
I know. When you walk it, you're kind of like, where am I?
I bring my kid, my daughter who moved away, who lives in the Bay Area now. And when she came up here the last time I took her and she said, oh, my gosh, it just, I don't even feel like Reading down here.
Exactly.
It's so different.
And we're talking about downtown, but a lot of people are still, you know, kind of, understanding what happened with the Market Center project and the downtown street circulation project. They're just really kind of getting eyes on it. Mm-hmm. And even tomorrow, I'm sure you guys will be talking about it, but there's another kind of event to celebrate the opening of the Market Center project with this block party that's going to happen to kind of be the inauguration of the steam whistle art feature down there. And so
this will be a whistle that will blow to tell times, so to speak.
It will blow. I
on
think
Fridays,
right now,
just the last or the last Friday.
It blows every single Friday at 5 p.m. to let you know that the weekend has begun.
TGIF.
So I hope to see you guys.
I thought it blew like every hour on the hour.
We already have the train, James.
No, we have Girlinger. Girlinger is at the start of the morning work day at 8, and then you hear it again at 5 when it's time to leave.
At noon, I think they do it too. Good,
at noon, yes, right. They do. So I was kind of like, oh, look, we're going to have bells and whistles. And
now, when we talk about the steam whistle, it's not some tiny thing. You're going to hit the street, and you're going to see these three gigantic pipes. They're about two stories tall.
It is very impressive.
Mark, did you help out with that project at all? Or?
Well, just a little. Not, I mean,
not that you're full of hot air or anything.
No, not much. Just helping with some of the encroachment permits and just helping facilitate, you know, some of the city interactions. But they had architects do the design, and they did a fantastic job. It was all fabricated off-site, and then I think we were there when they stood it up, and it was really, really neat to see. It's a beautiful feature downtown, and I think it really enhances all the great amenities that are part of that streets and circulation project.
Right. On the north side of the parking structure, is that there's a building going in there, a tall, thin building. Is that an educational-based building?
Yeah,
what is that?
That's right. Mixed use, commercial and office building. So the first floor is going to be about 5,500 square feet of active retail space. And then above that will be five levels of office space.
Okay.
And I think a lot of those will be occupied by Shasta College as part of their downtown.
That's what I kind
facilities.
Of heard. That's why I wanted to say that, because it's
so
nice.
And my question is, when is everything going to be done?
Rhonda.
Right now, by January of 2023.
2023.
So
I should back up a little bit. The B3 building, the last building that I hadn't mentioned yet, which will sit between the parking structure and the affordable housing project, is still under design. So they're still working on that. And so it's hard to say exactly what that schedule will be. But for streets and circulation, the parking structure will be done. The B1 commercial tower will be done, we just mentioned. The affordable housing will be done, and the streets and circulation through the Block 7 project, which is going to look a lot like the beautiful streets and circulation around Market Center, will all be done by about January of 2023.
Okay.
The B1 building, depending on when all that gets worked out.
And is there something supposed to be in the parking lot that's across from our store right now? Is that going to be eventually
that
taken,
will also be that'll be developed? That's kind of on its own track. That's a more of a private development, and so okay. Something wonderful will be there. I don't know exactly what that'll be at this point, but I'm sure it's being worked on in the background. And but it is private, so
I detect
not directly
deceit.
Involved in that.
You know what's there? <I'm> joking.
There's a big smile.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do when it's all done? Then
well,
what do you do?
We're going to move to other parts of town and spread, you know, affordable housing out to other areas of town. And I think downtown is ready for market rate housing now, so our affordable efforts will move out to the other areas. And
I think you guys need to go
out.
Down to Park Marina and create an incredible waterfront district.
I agree,
for us.
100%.
You know, like a sky tram.
Can't wait to see it.
Boardwalks and all that kind of stuff.
I gotta say, you know, one of these things, because I hear from some people saying, "Why is everybody focused on downtown?" Well, it's like, you know, downtown.
It's the heart.
It's the heart of your city, and you want to downtown to set the stage for how you want to see the rest
exactly.
of the city.
Right.
And everything that we're learning with the development of downtown is everything that can be applied to the rest of the city of Reading. So, you know, focus on this, get it strong, and say this can be accomplished and this is what the future can look like. So,
yeah.
Mark, thank you so much for everything that you've been doing for Viva Downtown, downtown in general. And if it weren't for Mark really coordinating, I don't think we would have been able to get that event tomorrow, because he helped us through a lot of the city permitting. And
speaking of the event tomorrow, I think you guys have partnered with
Chamber of Commerce.
Well, Chamber of Commerce, but in the whiskey, whatever it is, don't you guys have, Aetna Brewing and
Denny Bar,
yeah. So
from Aetna.
So, well,
and we're partnering with them because we're a seller of all their merchandise.
You guys aren't, except the whiskey.
Yeah,
you gotta get
that's,
that.
Yeah, but I'm talking about merch, not the actual spirits.
But this whole Denny Bar whiskey partnership is because when you walk down the brand new streets on Market Street, Market Center has all these storefronts with fake facades.
Yeah.
And
what
everybody's been hung up on is whiskey lakes. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's not a real business, but what we are going to do with tomorrow's event is actually have Denny Bar Distillery Company come and serve whiskey, celebrate the steam whistle at 5 p.m. when the steam whistle goes off. 4 o'clock is when the event begins, so get your whiskey.
And we will be open at Enjoy to sell their merch, so if you're interested in really cool trucker hats.
They have really nice stuff.
Yeah, we have hoodies and sweatshirts. We have whiskey glasses. We have little flasks. We have all kinds of things that we sell for them, and so they'll send you. They're not going to be selling their merch there. You'll get to be able to taste their product, and then if you want some merch, you can come to the Enjoy store just down the street and pick some up.
Mark, how can people find out more about downtown development?
You can go to the City of Reading website and click cityofreading.org/downtown.
There we go.
That's easy enough. Well,
we
thank you so much.
We appreciate you coming and last-minute invite, and you did a great job.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate you
being here.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with our next guest. You're listening to KCNR.
Enjoy.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series Number 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu Number 2 produces a harmonious medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu Number 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR 1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Enjoy.
Welcome up back. You're listening to KCNR. Once again, this is the North State. What do we say? North State Hour.
North State
is it
Now.
North State Now.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I was rocking out to Janet Jackson. We all started swaying, and I got lost in the music. You know how I do.
That intro never gets old.
It's pretty, right? Mm-hmm. And most people don't know that's Janet Jackson. Yeah. And she hasn't caught us yet. All right, my friend. Mr. Well, Blake, why don't you introduce our next guest?
Yeah, we're back. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown. There's Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy the Store, Enjoy Magazine, James Mazzotta with Enjoy.
James is here.
Well, hey, I'm excited because we were... I get to invite one of my really close friends over to talk tonight, and he is one of the most talented, young, really emerging artists that you've probably been around town and have already seen his work, and his name is Danny Lindberg of Spraintings. Danny, thanks for joining us tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, of course.
He was on the street, and I said, hey, do you want to do a radio show? And he's like, yeah.
I'm so excited. You're going to take all your spray cans and do the whole shop here real quick before you leave? You're just going to...
Yeah, so I brought masks for everybody.
Linda and Carl, when you get back on Monday, the whole place is going to be redone for you.
Yeah, you would be pleased, though. I know. For sure. Yeah. You really would. Danny is one of the most talented, fast-paced artists. If you give him a design, he will come up with something, you know, almost automatically, and it'll be first try, and you'll just be like, this is what I want to see. And, you know, the reason
I just met Danny the other day, so we become fast friends.
Yeah.
I attacked him at his show, and, he was at next door at Cedar Crest, was just blown away. As soon as you walked through the door, he had all his art displayed. Well, they had a DJ there. It was very cool. I liked the vibe, and the art's fantastic.
And that was a last-minute event, and mm-hmm. I think I got rained out at the food truck park.
Oh.
And so... I had to pack up all my art, and then I hear that there's an event going on at Cedar Crest, and I ran in there.
Oh, that's right. It was a hot sauce launch.
Yeah.
Danny. Which was serendipitous for me because I was like, oh, they're local hot sauce people, and right. I pick it up to carry in the store.
Right.
Danny shows up at, you'll find him at the food truck park, the farmer's market, mm-hmm. any pop-up event. You'll see his paintings, his iconic Spraintings. So, Danny, tell us about Spraintings. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah.
What's been going on?
So I'm Danny Lindberg, everybody. Mm-hmm. And I started Spraintings about 6 years ago now. I think it was 2015 when I first picked up a spray paint can and started actually painting with it. And, I saw a guy at the Shasta County Fair like a year prior and thought it was the coolest thing. He'd whip out a painting in about 30 minutes. And
would he use like other pieces, like little pieces of cardboard?
Yeah,
stuff
kind
like
of the San Francisco style, yeah, uh-huh. where you go down and see him on the street, and they put like the pots and pan lids uh-huh. on it, and then there's a planet, and they'd use palette knives to like make tree branches and whatnot, and I thought it was the coolest thing, so I went home and bought I bought about 9 different colors of cans from. Terrible paint from Walmart and went home and watched a couple of YouTube videos and just trial and error till I found my niche. And
so would you consider yourself prior to that artistic?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's in you. I mean,
yeah.
It's in your DNA.
I've been doing art since I was, you know,
like,
hold a
you make it sound
paintbrush.
Like I can go to Walmart and grab some cans. And
you absolutely can.
Oh, no. Give me just stencils.
Yeah. That works, too. No, my mom is Kate Lindberg, and she was the art teacher at Reading School of the Arts.
Oh, gosh.
And she's retiring, I believe, this year, actually. And then my dad, on the other side of the art world, is he's a carpenter. Mm. So I got the hands-on and mm-hmm. then the artistic eye.
The vision, yeah.
Just...
arts upon arts upon art.
Yeah, just force-fed down my throat.
That's so cool, though. That's so cool. My grandson is, he loves to draw, and he's 5 now, but he's been doing this for a long time. And yesterday,
Hudson?
Yesterday, my daughter said, Hudson, you are wasting so much paper. And he said, well, that's because I'm an artist.
That's true. I mean, I have to say, Blake talks me up a lot, and I'm grateful that he enjoys all of my designs.
Oh, but your work is incredible.
Oh, thank you.
It is.
We're on a radio station. They can't see this right now.
I can't wait for the installations to be installed at the IOF Hall.
Yeah.
I saw those today, all of them today.
They're all fantastic.
They are so good, but yours just really, like, that just popped. Man, oh, my gosh.
You have such dynamic colors.
They're all really good.
That's My thing is I focus mostly on color.
Yeah.
And I like vibrant, and I really try to incorporate contrasting colors a lot. I don't know what it is, but if you're not an artist, contrasting colors are the opposite of one color of your choice. So, like, yellow, the opposite is purple, blue is orange, red is green, and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my train of thought.
That's all right. As you were talking the colors, I was seeing them in my head, and I started to, like, wander off in your eyes. I was like,
I did too.
Yeah, colors.
I know.
Pretty colors.
Yeah. And I'm looking at all the
microphone balls.
Oh,
right,
my gosh.
Each one's a different color.
Isn't that art's magic, right? Like,
yeah,
you
exactly.
Just, we all started to get hypnotized.
Oh, yeah.
That was
orange
funny.
And blue. Yeah.
I know.
No, but it is
we're
funny.
We're an hour of you saying colors.
Yeah, right?
Tickle me pink.
Yeah, right? And he's a comedian.
I dabble.
So do you have a website that you sell your art?
I haven't sold anything on the website yet, but I did just launch spraintings.org because I lost the domain for spraintings.com. But org sounds so much more professional.
Did it get stolen or did you not renew it?
I didn't purchase it.
Uh-huh.
And for all of you listeners out there looking to get a domain and wanting to launch your own website, just a tidbit of info, buy it right away. Because if you don't, there's a thing called the Domain Mafia, and they research domains that have been searched, and then they'll buy them up and sell them for a ridiculous amount of money. Spraintings.com is what I originally wanted, and it's now worth $3,500 if I want to buy it, as opposed to $15.
I'm a domain whore. I literally buy domains.
He does.
Like,
he
and,
must have
and
100.
Our next guest does the same thing. We're mutually domain whores. That's what he's doing right now
you
on his phone.
You guys better not own Spraintings.com.
Well, I was going to say, if you want the price lowered, you come talk to
me. I'll give you a free painting. I'll give you a gallery.
Yeah, right.
So tell me how to spell it.
Spraintings is Spraintings.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to
and
make sure.
I just did, well, I paint spray. And with a spray paint, it says spray painting, Spraintings.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
So that's cool. A good name.
But it's hilarious because my sign is, it's spelled in all capital letters except the I in the middle is my little logo spray paint can.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So if you... I feel like it's pretty clear that it's an I, but I hear every day I'm at the park. I'm there every Friday and Saturday.
No, it's an I.
And I'll overhear people like reading the sign. They're Spraintings.
That's when you come up and you just pet them and go, it's okay.
That's all right.
It's okay.
That was a good try.
If you have social media, follow him on Instagram because he posts some amazing, amazing art pieces.
Which that night that I met you, I did. That was the first thing I did as soon as I walked out.
Well, thank you.
And then he came to work the next Monday and said, you got to see this guy's work.
Yeah.
But I had seen it because we had a picture in the magazine.
Yeah.
When we did the story about the
But I just envisioned when I saw them all lined up with that color, I just thought to myself, how beautiful would that be to see something like that in the magazine in a story format where it's like, you know, stark white with these incredible colors and, you know, I just, again, we'll all get lost in the colors.
Right. I'm daydreaming.
Yeah, right?
Danny, what are some murals around town that people can see some of your work if they can't find you at a farmer's market?
So some public art that I've done around town, I'd probably have to say the most popular one and the largest painting or mural that I've ever done is over off 273 at the Tropics Bar.
Oh, yeah, on that back, that wall.
Exactly. So
I just saw that yesterday.
The people, there's two murals. Mine is on one side facing towards the bar itself, and then on the other side of that wall,
It's
a blue-haired woman
with her hair
with flowing hair, it
reminds me of like Prince's Cruise Line.
Yeah, and it's interesting, I don't know for sure, so people can fact check me, but I think it I don't know if it was commissioned. I think it was just thrown up one day, and I knew the artist, and I wish I could name drop.
You might want to go over and reinforce the wall. When I drove by the other day,
it looks like it's leaning. It's got a lean. Yeah,
I was like, it's leaning.
Well, and it's interesting. It used to be a sound wall because there was a, I believe it was a milk factory.
Yeah, it was McCall's used to be.
Yeah, and so they would always have trucks going in and out of there, and so they built this freestanding wall to divide the trucks going in that alley. And then when the building was torn down, the wall was left because it was right on the border of the Tropic.
Mm-hmm.
So Tropics owns one side. And the other lot owns the other side, so.
Yeah, I saw your piece and was like, wow, that's great. And I should have known because it's so colorful.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my thing is vibrant colors. Yeah. And that one was interesting because I've learned since then how to tackle murals. And, I use a doodle grid as my system. Mm-hmm. And if you ever come to any of my live events, you'll probably see me use it, and feel free to come up and talk to me because I can explain how it works. It's a great way to tackle a mural and keep the perspective. But when I did the Tropics, I didn't have that. So I had to plan it in a totally different way to go about it. And it worked out great. Yeah, it was mostly eyeballing it, but yeah.
Cool. Well, we really appreciate you coming to share, and we're so fortunate to have met you, and hopefully there's a long time of things to come.
Yeah.
For you as an artist in town, and for us, you know, being able to showcase and feature all that kind of really great stuff.
Yeah, well, thank you.
At the heart of our new downtown. So,
yeah.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll introduce you for a few minutes to our last guest. So sit back, relax. This is KCNR.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks.
Live American history at Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, American Adventure 1607. Actively explore the fates of early colonists in North America through a blend of gameplay and authentic history. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join us for Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, running Tuesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. This fun-filled educational wildlife show gives you a special look at Turtle Bay's most beloved animals. Learn more at turtlebay.org. Enjoy.
Welcome back to North State. You're listening to North State Now with Eva Downtown and Enjoy Magazine. And hopefully you're having a wonderful evening and this cool, cool, breezy night. We'll get right into it because we don't have a lot of time left, but I want to make sure that we get to communicate with our next guest, Mr. Nigel Skeet. And he was actually with us on last month. But Nigel's been doing some really great stuff, and we are working very closely with him. There are lots of layers to this onion. It gets peeled and peeled, and more stuff keeps happening and happening. But bottom line is Nigel has California Adventure District, or also known as CAD, and then there is quite a few other entities that revolve and work synergistically around that. And Nigel is once again doing an article in our magazine talking about all the really great things that are being developed for the Northern California's California Adventure District. And beyond that, you also will be launching your debut show. It will be this Saturday at 8, and I look forward to hearing that and seeing that and being there with you. So super cool. But what do we got going on this month here in Enjoy and whatever it is that you're doing?
Well, so it's actually kind of interesting because in this issue we have the
May issue,
Bigfoot.
Uh-huh.
And
realistically, guys, one of the biggest and longest lasting celebrities in the business.
Right. That's right. and the lowest maintenance.
Right?
Right. But it's just kind of funny with all the stuff that we have going on in this region and all the great outdoor activities, even on our website right now, still number one by far is Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And so anything Bigfoot related, people seem to like.
Well, and Bigfoot seems to have cycles, right? Like it kind of never disappears, but, you know, Bigfoot's kind of underground for a while, and then all of a sudden there's a whole cycle of Bigfoot comes back. Well, and we're in a Bigfoot cycle right now.
We are. There's a lot of quote-unquote Bigfoot activity throughout the country.
Uh-huh.
But what's cool about our area, I mean, as you know, I mean, you just go from Redding to drive from Redding to Arcata, and you go straight through Willow Creek, and so you get...
And it's Bigfoot country.
Bigfoot's front door.
So it's kind of funny. The last Bigfoot sighting was in January of this year.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably because he came out a little farther out of the forest because of the pandemic, right? Like all the other wild animals.
But the cool thing is there's an organization out there that actually tracks the validity of all these sightings and reports and grades them and puts their reputation on the line. And so this last one that was made in January was in Humboldt, and it was made by a 20-year law enforcement veteran, and he staked his name and his reputation on the line. So
It's there
for sure.
Wow. Right?
And it's kind of funny. So on our website, we actually have a little map of
where the sightings are.
Of where most of the sightings and Bigfoot experiences have been in our area, let's say, over the last 20 years. And when you see them all combined, you go, okay, there's definitely something here, right? Because if it was one person or two people just, you know, making something up, you'd know. But if there's 50 or 60... or 70 people making reports, and it's like, okay, there's got to be something here.
Willow Creek has that museum, too, and there's all kinds of great information in there.
That museum. And so one of the things I should do, so we're doing, CAD is doing two things Bigfoot-related right now. Right now we're actually talking with Visit Redwoods, with the actual tourism center in Humboldt Colony about doing a Sasquatch Expo next year.
Uh-huh.
And we're actually organizing camping with Bigfoot trips through Humboldt, and we're going to have some guided Bigfoot camping trips.
That'd be really fun.
Yes.
I saw you that can go and sign up right now, right? Already?
You can go sign up and
put your name in.
Put your name and email. And, yeah. And it's kind of funny because we're actually getting inquiries every day.
I know.
Hey, we want to come.
I threw one in.
So things are great. So that's happening.
And then real quick, also, you have another thing coming up, which is off the grid.
Off the grid, we're doing a survival expeditions in we're going to start off with a first survival expedition with Britt Hart. He's a professional survivalist. He was on History Channel's Alone 2 seasons, and we're going to drop him and up to 4 people off in the middle of nowhere in the middle of Humboldt, Siskiyou, Del Norte Forest, and see if they make it for 4 days with it.
And then lastly, also, too, then don't you, what's the bike?
Working on a bike
grind event, or whatever.
California Grinder, working on a gravel grinder event for next year.
Yeah.
And the idea is to have a bike event for them from Arcata to Reading.
So that's just like the tip of the iceberg. So these are all things that are just like bubbling up now to the surface in the California Adventure District.
You know, in our NorCal area,
yeah.
All
yeah.
nearby.
But what's great about it is it's a synergistic movement between all these top counties, right?
Yeah.
And so it's not just always about one county or the rest. It literally is taking the availability of all this great land that we have up here in Northern California. So.
And what I like about it is that it's a 10 to 15 year plan. So.
Yeah. Well, North State, it's been a pleasure, and we will be here next month. And check us out on Saturday morning at 8 with Nigel's new
yep.
show. Sit back and have a good weekend.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.